Today, the country is full of diversity and contrast. A confusion of vibrant cities and simple rural existence. Mankind has repeatedly torn up this land in pursuit of its natural resources, and no one doubts the complex and painful social history that's gone into creating it. But nothing can detract from the incredible landscapes that only now are being celebrated as they should be. My four walks will take me to the mountains, the desert, and a game reserve. But my journey starts here on the fabulous coast known as the Garden Route.
This is the thriving Garden Route town of Mossel Bay, and it's where the Europeans first made their acquaintance with southern Africa. But this stretch of coastline plays a significant role in African history as well. In fact, it's significant to each and every human being on the planet, because experts now believe that this is where modern man first appeared. What a place to commence my South African adventure.
Over 2 days and 35 kilometres, my first walk sticks to a coast that can shed light on many areas of South African history. Today, the vast majority of visitors reach this coastline via Cape Town, before moving east to the warmer Indian Ocean weather of the Garden Route. From Mossel Bay, my trail heads west along great cliffs and beaches, past modern developments and deserted sand dunes, and ends at the notorious rocky headland of Fransman's Hook. So before I set off on my own adventure, let's take a bird's eye view of the route I'll be following. From the headland at Mossel Bay, my walk kicks off in dramatic style. For 15 kilometres, there's a cliff-top path full of the views and the famous fynbos vegetation that's unique to this corner of South Africa.